George Takei, Level of Cruelty and Evil of Trump Border Enforcement a Grotesque Low. By Ben Q on August 20, 2019. Star Trek actor George Takei warned that the level of cruelty and evil carried out by the Trump administration has fallen to a grotesque low because of separations of adults from children at the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaking with the Huffington Post about his latest television show The Terror, Infamy, which dramatizes the experiences of Japanese Americans incarcerated during World War II, Takei compared their experiences to that of illegal immigrants in America today. Trump is trying to say that he is doing this in the name of America. We will not allow that, he said. We will not allow this to get the stamp of Americanism. This is a warped, ignorant and cruel evil form of Americanism that's happening there. The 82-year-old actor spent many of his early years incarcerated in concentration camps across America after Democratic President Franklin D. Roosevelt ordered the detention of between 110,000 and 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry following Imperial Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor. Although detainees were forced into dire living conditions, Takei went on to argue that the current policy meant that America had reached a new low. Despite the widespread separation of families during the Japanese internment and the fact that illegals immigrants are separated between adults from children in the interests of their safety. When we were incarcerated, the children were always intact with our family. I was never separated from my parents. We have reached a new low, he said, citing a level of cruelty and evil with this administration. The actor, who was the subject of sexual assault allegations, has long been a vociferous critic of President Donald Trump and his administration. In January, Takei argued Trump's White House McDonald's dinner with the Clemson football players encapsulated America's national trauma under his presidency. The White House dinner for the Clemson Tigers summed up our national trauma perfectly, he said. An isolated, self-proclaimed billionaire, ever stingy when paying the tab, forces real heroes to listen to him drone on senselessly, making this about him while their food goes cold and soggy. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.